Hi everybody, this is Jaz Mahin at the Embassy of Peace, having a look at some of our research and providing an update on nutrition for our world. From carnivore to breatharian and the evolutionary stages in between, and the effects and benefits on our personal health and also on our global environment. Figures now abound on the internet regarding the rising cost of obesity, resource misuse and overconsumption, especially on global health and our environment, plus the global obesity epidemic itself that now touches nearly every country. According to the World Health Organization, worldwide obesity has nearly doubled since 1980. In 2008, more than 1.4 billion adults were overweight, as well as 40 million children under the age of 5, and 65% of the world's population live in countries where overweight and obesity kill more people than being underweight. The question at the Embassy of Peace now stands, is there another way to feed the growing population of our world? Is there another nutritional resource that we can all access that improves our health and lessens our carbon footprint by using global resources more conservatively? Have the yogis of India, the Jains, the Bigu masters of Qigong, and other traditions that are more metaphysically inclined discovered an alternative way of being physically nourished? According to our research and those interviewed in the controversial documentary In the Beginning There Was Light, the answer is yes. This ancient free and easily accessible alternate resource is called prana, chi, or the universal life force, and understanding more about this nutritional energy source plus how to access and increase this internal source of nourishment is well documented in our research manuals, the Prana Program, Being Essence, and also the Food of Gods. And now, after 20 years of personal experimental research and traveling constantly to share our research into this field of nourishment and connecting with the various people whose journey this is, we have now been able to classify nourishment as being delivered to us in various ways from various sources. After decades of hearing people talk about living on light or people who do not need to physically eat, we wish to first state that everyone must have physical body nourishment or else the body will die. The only issue to be discussed now is from what source and also what is the cost to our health and our environment from these various sources of nourishment that are available to us all. I like to call this new alternative feeding from the outside in or feeding from the inside out. Let's look first at feeding from the outside in, absorption and atrophy. Category 1. Traditions and habits. Category 1 is based on traditions and habits, which is about being fed from the outside in. This category covers the usual method of taking physical body nourishment, such as being a meat eater, vegetarian, vegan, on raw food, fruitarian, etc. In this category, people live in the reality that the physical system needs to ingest physical food to survive, and most are unaware of the inside-out method of nourishment and feeding. Due to the substantial health issues that are often associated with the traditional carnivore and or more heavily processed food diet, many are now turning to a more plant-based vegetarian lifestyle and reducing their consumption of animal products and also their carbon footprint. The fallout of Category 1, or the main problem with feeding from the outside in, especially when excessively meat, animal product and processed food based, is that it often leads to more rapid aging, disease and physical system breakdown. Plus, it adds significantly to global warming and overconsumption of both medical and planetary resources. For example, a meat-eating diet consumes 30 times more of the world's resources rather than a vegetarian diet. Category 2, subtle shifts. Category 2 is a substantial movement occurring for many who also live a holistic lifestyle that is naturally increasing their chi or prana levels. This is where people begin to lighten up their diet intuitively, without being aware of why, but knowing that this just feels right for them. This subtle shifting in what and how often they feed from the outside in is usually a result of their day-to-day lifestyle changes, as these ones are beginning to naturally be fed from the inside out, yet are unaware of this. Holistic education into prana as cosmic microfuel allows these ones to relax and know that this is a natural progression and option that comes due to their lifestyle. Category 2 also takes into account the new children being born who are intuitively aware of this alternate form of nourishment and hence display very little interest in feeding from the outside in methods of nourishment. The main problem or fallout with this category is just the lack of education into why this is happening, and this causes many to worry about what is occurring and hence not trust this natural transition or get more healthily aligned to it. Category 3, transitioning with awareness. This category is when people are conscious of prana as an alternate source of nourishment, and so they consciously begin to adjust their lifestyle to be fed more from the inside out. The successful transition into this is completely dependent on their own frequency field and their ability to be more at one with their own pure essence nature, that one that is breathing them. In this category, people begin a conscious detoxification process of the physical, emotional, and mental systems via a specific lifestyle shift, and or they may begin solar gazing practice and or qigong practice to increase their qi flows. The fallout or problem with Category 3 is only with people's impatience and their lack of physical system readiness. Health problems can occur if people try to transition into Categories 4, 5 and 6 before they are fully ready. Now let's address three more categories that support the reality of being nourished from the inside out rather than being nourished from the outside in. Categories that require safe, careful preparation that are also completely dependent on mindsets and, more importantly, on a person's day-to-day lifestyle, which can either increase or decrease the flow of qi through their physical system. Category 4, transitioned and free to choose. This is the category for people who have converted their system successfully to being fed in a healthy way from the inside out. They have achieved this via their lifestyle and good holistic education into this field of possibility. Having had this experience and given themselves the freedom by the living of it, they may then decide to enjoy the pleasure of taking physical food from time to time. Some may do this once a week, others once a month or maybe once a year, while still others in this category may eventually move into Category 5 or even decide to drop back into Category 1 and enjoy a light vegan, raw or vegetarian diet. Imagine the impact on our global environment if people could safely even halve their current physical food intake as they are healthily fed from the inside out for all their nutritional requirements. So taking outside-in feeding is just for pleasure only. Category 5. Freedom and pleasure. This is when people are being nourished completely from the inside out, yet still like to take liquids for social or pleasure reasons, or just for the pure enjoyment of this personally. Many in this category express no interest in Category 6, and I have called these ones liquidarians. The redirection of the energy we normally use for digestion when feeding from the outside in and instead being fed from the inside out leads to many improvements in the human physical, emotional, and mental system functioning. Our research has found that for these ones, less sleep is required, more mental clarity and intuitive visionary ability is also often gained, as people's general health rhythms improve significantly, with some people even experiencing the eradication of all diseases. And generally, these people rarely have any requirement for medical industry support. Category 6, the breatharian. Although these people are still relatively rare in our world, this is the category for the people who take nothing from the outside in, as they no longer require either physical food or fluid, since they obtain all that they need to be healthy on all levels of their being from the inside out. This includes being hydrated, as we have found that the body is capable of hydrating itself also from the inside out when it requires. Noted breatharians are Zenaida Baranova and Prahlad Yani. The problem with Category 4, 5 and 6, the fallout from this, is actually none. If people stay well tuned to what their body is telling them and adjust accordingly. If unprepared, of course people can die if they attempt to enter into these categories unless they are fully ready. To do this successfully, their prana percentage must be at 100%, and our book, Being Essence, explains how to test for this. On a final note, what category people will eventually end up settling into will depend on their divine blueprint and what they have agreed to obtain and demonstrate in this lifetime. If someone is pre-programmed to be a Category 4 or 5, they may never feel the natural pull to be a Category 6. And similarly, it may not be in people's blueprint to move beyond Category 1. Pre-programming is also connected to our service agenda, and as of the middle of 2013, there are now more than 50,000 people enjoying and exploring the freedom of categories 4, 5, and 6, as I myself have done over this past 20 years. More in-depth research into this alternate source of nourishment, being nourished from the inside out, will not only improve our global health and obesity issues, but also substantially reduce our global carbon footprint, as will a return to a lighter vegetarian diet and a change in basic lifestyle via good holistic educational programs. This current epidemic of obesity in our world can easily be addressed and fixed via good, positive education. It's about lifestyle, lifestyle, lifestyle. This is Jasmine for the Embassy of Peace.